This is Cat's Podcast, episode number 15. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to my show. I'm Cat, your host, and I am honestly super honored to have you here. Those of you who are tuning in for the first time, but also those of you who've been following along and showing me their support. So I'm really grateful and I'm super happy to have you here today. How are you feeling? How has lockdown been? I know there's a lot of things are loosening up around the world. We in Germany, we are loosening up. It's not as strict as it was. And then thinking about it, I still have trouble wrapping my head around that we're already past mid of June, and tonight is the night of summer solstice, and I can't believe that half of the year is already over. Isn't that weird? Or I don't know, how are you perceiving that? How are you feeling with that? It's interesting, this notion of time, or the perception of time, because on one hand, we've all been in one place for a really long time, and we're kind of forced to stay in a place and also to maybe focus more on certain things. And normally you'd assume that time would pass slower, but in my experience it didn't go by slower. It went by really fast, maybe even faster than before. So that's an observation, just as a side note. And I'd be really super curious how you've experienced it or how you are experiencing this. So yeah, drop me an email or send me a message. I'm really super curious to see how you're perceiving this whole situation. And today I want to pop in with 7 questions. What I want this episode to be is, I want it to be an invitation for you to not rush out and go back to normal. So for me, lockdown really felt like being in a shell, and also my feelings were, and yeah, how I felt was that I wanted to be in that space, and it really felt like being in a shell and doing lots of stuff for myself and focusing on certain things. And now I feel that energy is changing. Also, when I'm talking to friends and acquaintances all over the world, I have this notion that there's a shift in the energy, that we're all kind of coming out of a shell at the moment. And there's this really more energetic, maybe even more fiery energy going on. And with all the restrictions loosening up and all of us coming out of lockdown, I want this episode to be a reminder and a positive push to not rush back to the old, to the normal as we knew it. And I personally feel that there's still so much more to explore, so much more to explore for me to self-reflect and to get clear on. And I find that this time right now, although it feels like a shift in energy, the time we're in right now, this is still this window of opportunity. And we should really use this window to self-explore, keep self-exploring, to continue questioning, and to continue sitting down with ourselves and reflecting. And so I hope that the 7 questions, which I will give you today, serve as a inspiration to do so. So you can take one out of them, pick one out of them, or you can take all. Maybe you reflect on them while having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. in the morning or in the afternoon, or maybe you journal on them. So I'm a huge fan of journaling. I'm a writer, so I love doing that in the morning and exploring questions while writing is actually a great, great way to get clear on things and to, it's probably the first step of empowering yourself in that way because you're writing down your thoughts, you're writing down your vision. So I'm not sure if you've, or what you've done in lockdown, if you've done lots of self-reflection. I think overall there's more reflection and more questioning we all have to do as a collective, but we all know it starts on an individual level. And that's where those 7 questions come in. I honestly think this time right now, with all its powerful energies coming together, it's too precious to be wasted by going back to normal or proclaiming a new normal too early. So as a positive push and as an inspiration, I have these 7 questions that you can ask yourself. And I hope that they help to get you to the core of things, to the core of your life and how you want to live. The first question is, what's your gut feeling? What's your gut feeling? No matter what the circumstances. So we could ask this a year, 2 years, 3 years from now. We could have asked ourselves that 10 years ago. The gut feeling. It's one of these core things, right? So no matter what the circumstances are, it's always a good thing to come back to or ask yourself. Try to reconnect. Take still time. Listen to what feels right on a body level, on a mind level, on a soul level. We have been deprived of trusting our own senses and our intuition in so many areas of our lives. And now we have this, as I just said, we have these worldly energies, but we have also the cosmic energies as tailwind. So reconnecting now with our gut feeling and our intuition, I think it's a very good time to do so. And especially since we're in a time of change where we might be confused and we might be in our heads more than usual, it's super important to come back to how we feel in our gut, how we feel in our heart, and not try to make decisions on a rational basis because that's a lot of time. Not possible. We have so much conflicting information out there. We have so many conflicting theories about what's going on. What was the origin of this pandemic, of this virus? We have a lot of fear out there. And that's why I believe it's super important to reconnect with your inner compass. And that's why I think the question, what's your gut feeling, is one of the core questions to come back to when you're confused, when you don't know what to do and what decisions to make. The second question might actually be a question to help you establish this reconnection with your gut and your heart. It's, where is the person you're listening to coming from? Where is the person you're listening to coming from? This is a question I overheard in one of Christian Northrup's videos, Dr. Christian Northrup. She's an amazing woman, and I will link to her profile in the show notes. And she spoke of that recently, and I thought, that's such a good question. Where's the person we're listening to coming from? If you break it down, are they coming from a place of love or a place of fear? And just, you know, wrapping our head around that, thinking about that a bit, might also sharpen our inner compass. Especially with, well, there's the other things I just said playing in again, you know, so much information out there, conflicting information, totally different opinions about the measures we're having in place, you know, the masks, the social distancing. Asking yourself, where's the person I'm listening to coming from, is a great first step to develop a more critical stance with to what you're hearing and watching and listening to. So it's a great, great way to become more empowered when it comes to watching the news and reading stuff and talking to others and maybe not being dragged into a whirlwind of excitement or fear or anxiousness, but just staying a little bit more grounded. The third question is, what do you fear? What do you fear? I know it's a big one, and in most cases it will require a lot of deep diving. But for now, for the beginning, to start with, develop a sense for where in your life you have fear and anxiety. Where are you feeling uncomfortable? And where or under which circumstances does it pop up? I believe that simply having this level of awareness, this base level of awareness when it comes to fear and fear or anxiety that might be often hidden or subconscious, when we have this basic level of awareness, that is a huge step that can help us eventually break through our fears down the road. And this awareness can help us to be less judgmental about others, less judgmental about situations, and less reactive. So simply by acknowledging that there is something that we fear, by acknowledging that or by admitting that there is something that is disrupting the joy in our lives, that's a first step in healing and overcoming our fear eventually. The fourth question is, how did your perception of certainty and security change over the past months? How did your perception of certainty and security change over the past months? And if it changed, can you use this perception to create more freedom and ease in your life? I assume that most of us were raised in the belief that certain things are safe. Certain things are certain, be it our jobs, the money at the bank, certain social securities. That's a big one in Germany, at least. So we have a still comparable to other countries, good social security system. So there are certain things in our lives, you could probably say basic elements, that we have perceived as safe and secure for a really, really long time. And what is happening now is we see this reality, I'm putting up quotation marks here, reality, we see it crumbling. It doesn't seem to be true anymore. You could also say this illusion of certainty is fading. Our worldview, our perception we were raised with is crumbling, and this can be quite intense and earth-shattering. However, if we remember that nothing was ever certain, so if you dive into the ancient spiritual texts, they will tell you nothing was ever certain. Change is our only constant. And when we internalize that, that can actually give us hope. because it shows that we have been adaptable and capable to adapt to change for thousands of years. So nature is always evolving, evolving, evolving. Change has always been around, but we've lived in this illusion of certainty and of things being in a permanent state for too long. So trying to tune in to this new reality that change is our only constant, and now we're in a time of change, we're in a time of great potential that can actually give us hope, and it is part of our journey. So how can we use this new perception of certainty and new perception of security? How can we use this as a way for more freedom and ease? How can you use this in your life for more freedom and ease? Maybe you grip less tightly. Maybe you worry less. Maybe you can allow things to unfold more freely. I know it's easier said than done, but try and change your perspective. And if you look at things from the perspective that they are always in flux, that your life is a process, that might make it easier in certain areas to accept, to let go, and to go through life in a way that has more ease and serenity and maybe even more inner peace and more joy and more contentment, because we don't carry that burden with us that everything has to stay a certain way and we have to work for that and we have to hold on to it. No, if we break that up, and this is breaking up automatically at the moment, and if we allow this to get us to tune in, I think there is a lot of freedom and ease in there, and we can seize that and live in a lighter way. So that was question 4. Question number 5. What's my validation? What's my validation? So asked more generally, you could probably say, why do I do the things I do? Why do I live my life the way I do? But today I wanted to be more work specific. Work, job, money making specific. What's my validation? What's your indicator for success in what you're doing? To me, it's really a key question when it comes to re-evaluating the way we work and eventually the way we live. So inspired by, maybe you were inspired by a new feeling for certainty, or you were inspired to see things differently and experience things in a new way while you were in lockdown in your home office. You had more time with maybe your family, or you had more time for yourself, trying out things, working differently. So let this be an invitation to explore the question, why are you working the way you do, and what is validating your work for you? To my mind, this is a key question when it comes to reevaluating the way we work and live and reassessing our values that determine how we live and what we think of as essential. Is it really money? Is it really social standing that we want and that tells us we're on the right path? Or is it being known? Or is it maybe words of gratitude, words of others, other people telling you, hey, that helped me, what you said, that inspired me, what you wrote, seeing you act in that way, that was great. So maybe it's time to shift our perception of success, of productivity, of why we work, why we hustle or not hustle anymore. This is where we individually lay a new foundation or we firmly establish what we are already feeling and already doing. But maybe this is the push, reflecting on that. Maybe this is the push to say, yes, that's what I want to do. That's how I feel validated. And according to this, I choose how I work and what I do, what I put out there. If I really have to produce every day, maybe I don't have to, maybe 3 times a week is enough, because what I'm getting out of it at the end of the day is what for me validates what I'm doing and what I stand for. This question has a lot to do with purpose and bigger pictures, and we don't have to answer it once and for all. As I said before, we're in a, like, the whole life, the whole world is a big changing thing. It's a flowing thing, it's a process, and especially this question is such a great one to come back to regularly, a great question to check in with yourself on a regular basis. So maybe you take it and come back to it every 2, every 3 months, maybe only every half a year. But checking in with yourself on that regularly will help you live your life in a more purposeful and meaningful way, I'm sure. Okay, question number 6. What was the most valuable or empowering thing you got out of lockdown? What was the most valuable or empowering thing you got out of lockdown? I'm sure we have all made new experiences during the past or over the past months. And I'm sure there's, for each of us, there's something new that we discovered or something new that we learned or tried, or maybe our priorities shifted in certain areas of our lives. So think about it. What is one thing that you're taking out of this time and you're saying, wow, that's a good one. That's something that I really want to keep, that I really want to integrate in my life now. So take that and make it a new element in your life. Don't let it go. Don't let it fall away. Keep it and do the things you have to do to be able to do so. And that's how we create change. Well, not create change, but that's how we create a new life. A life that's more empowered, that is more us in a true and authentic way. And of course, this question is also a great question to ask yourself in relation to the previous one. What's my validation? So they can play together. They can be really interconnected, as all of these questions are, of course. So play around with them. As I said, they're not in a specific order. You can start the way I started, but you can also pick out one or start with the one that captures you most or that makes you most excited or most anxious, or you think, oh, I always wanted to really give this a ponder, but I've never done so. Maybe now, today, tomorrow is the time to do so and to start. Now we have the last question, question number 7. How does a new and more empowered version of yourself look like? How does a new and more empowered version of yourself look like? You could also say, how do you want to see yourself and how do you want to show up in this world? I know it's a big one too, but I think it's a beautiful one. It's a dreamy one. It's one where you can really visualize and think big. That's the one for daydreaming and for morning journaling and for sitting outside in the sun and really dreaming and visualizing how you want to be, how you want to show up. And with all this change going on right now and all the energies really helping us to transform, this is a beautiful one. I think I don't have to say anything else. Really have a feel, have a ponder, have a wonder. Sit with your journal and visualize a brighter or a lighter, a more empowered, more joyful version of yourself. How do you want to see yourself? That's really all I have to say for today, these 7 questions. I hope they are helping you. I hope you feel inspired to stay in the reflection. Stay in the reflection and stay in going deep for a while. I feel that's really needed. That's what we all need and that's what the world needs. And starting on an individual level is where everything starts. You know, when we want to change the world, we have to start with ourselves and we have to dive deep into ourselves and understand ourselves and self-develop to be able to go out and transform this world so we can create a greater and brighter and hopefully more freedom-filled and more empowered new reality. So I hope you feel inspired, as I said. And here where I'm sitting now, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. And I'm sending much sun and much light to all of you out there. And if you feel inspired, if you like this episode, I'd be super, super thankful if you shared it with friends or family members or someone you know who could really benefit from this one, who might really like it. Please share it. Just send it to them on WhatsApp or send them an email with the link. You can also subscribe to my newsletter because that's where I'm sending out every new episode with links to Spotify and Apple Podcasts and also to the web player. So sign up for that and you can easily forward just that email. And also if you're listening on iTunes, the favor I'm asking is that you leave a 5-star rating and a review. That helps me honestly so, so much. And by these reviews, I'm sure you know it from your own experience, we're able to inspire others. Others see, oh, there's a lot of people who are listening to that. They like it because for this or that reason. And they are more motivated to click on the show and to have a listen. So if you're on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts, I'm super thankful if you did so. And I'm also curious, what would you like to hear in the future? What would you like me to cover in future podcasts? Send me a message and yeah, let me know what you want to know and listen to. All right, you guys, I'm wishing you a very happy weekend or a beautiful new week whenever you listen, and you will hear me back here soon. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.